Blackstone Audiobooks presents Shenandoah by James Reasoner. Chapter 1. Titus Brannan couldn't decide what was going to kill him. The way things were going, it was a pretty even race. He might cough his lungs out from the grip, or he could simply freeze to death. One way or the other, he didn't much care. He'd had enough. He was ready to die. An icy mist stung his face as he swayed back and forth on the wagon seat. He wondered if he would fall off before they got where they were going. Every so often, the woman beside him put an arm around his shoulders to steady him, but most of the time she needed both hands on the reins. The mules were bulky, and Louisa Abernathy had to keep slapping their rumps and yelling at them to make them move. Dumb brutes, Titus thought. Of course, the same could be said of him and Louisa, or else they wouldn't have been out on a night like this. Hell, the whole human race was a bunch of dumb brutes as far as Titus was concerned. He didn't give a fig for any of them. After everything he had endured, he didn't believe there was a lick of goodness in anybody. Well, maybe Louisa, he amended. After all, she had helped him to escape from that hellhole of a Yankee prison camp, and she had stayed with him and helped him all the way from Illinois back here to Virginia. At least, he thought they were in Virginia. He hoped they were. Since he'd gotten sick, he had lost track of things, such as where they were. "Is this the right road?" Louisa asked, raising her voice to be heard over the frigid wind. Titus didn't answer. His eyes were closed, and his head was tipped forward, but he wasn't really asleep. Just resting his eyes. He opened them when she repeated the question.
"What? What did you say?"
A fit of coughing took him after that, and it was several moments before it subsided. Louisa gathered the reins in her left hand and put her right arm around Titus. He huddled against her, seeking what meager warmth he could draw from her. Finally, she asked for the third time if they were on the right road. Titus forced himself to concentrate. He couldn't see much, what with the fog and the mist. No light from the moon and stars penetrated the overcast. Blackness surrounded them. Titus...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?